Anyway, this week on our Kitchen Science, it's time for Kitchen Science. Ben Valzer is in King Edward VI Grammar School in Chelmsford to find out how we can make a weather system in a bottle.
Hello, welcome to Kitchen Science. This week we're in King Edward's Grammar School in Chelmsford, and I'm of course with Dave Ansell.
Hi there.
And I'm also with my wonderful helpers Henry.
Hello.
And Bryn.
Hi.
Now, Dave told me when I was on my way here that he's going to make a weather system in a bottle. So, Dave, what are we doing?
Well, today what you're going to need is an empty lemonade bottle, preferably a 2-litre one, those are best, a match and a little bit of water.
So a little bit of water, an empty 2-litre plastic bottle and a match. Now, is this safe for people to do at home?
As long as you've got an adult to use the matches, it's perfectly safe.
All right, then. Well, take us through it, Dave.
Well, first of all, Henry, if you'd like to get the bottle and put a little tiny bit of water in the bottle, maybe only half a centimetre. So Henry's putting a little bit of water into the bottle from the tap. So Henry's only put about half a centimetre of water in the bottom of the bottle, which will be plenty.
So it's really just like rinsing the bottle through and leaving a bit in.
Yeah, that's right. And now if you'd like to put the lid on and just gently swirl the water round the bottle to try and get rid of too many drops on the sides and keep it nice and clean.
How's your bottle looking, Henry?
Not a lot of drips on the side. Tiny bit of water.
Okay then, Dave, so we've got a piddling amount of water in the bottom of a bottle. What's next?
Now, Henry, can you open the bottle? And I want Bryn to light a match. Just let it burn a little bit, so as you've got a reasonable amount of the match burning. If you point it downwards, it helps.
Again, you should be careful with matches at home.
With the bottle on its side, just to let some of the smoke go into the bottle. Okay, now blow it out and put it into the bottle.
So, Bryn, what's happened in the bottle now?
Well, it's steamed up because of the heat of the match, but nothing else much has happened.
Okay then, Dave, so we've got a bit of smoke in the bottle, we've got a little bit of water, and that's it. So I still don't see a weather system here.
Okay, so now, Henry, if you put the lid on the bottle, now what I'm going to want you to do when we come back again is I want you to squeeze the bottle as hard as you can for about 5 or 6 seconds, sort of swoosh the water around a bit in the bottom, hold it really tight as hard as you can, and then let go and see if you can see any change.
Okay, folks, so get yourself an empty 2-litre plastic bottle, put a little bit of water in the bottom, light a match, blow it out, put it in, screw up the top, squeeze it as hard as you can, swirl it around a bit, and then let go and let us know what happens. We'll see you later in the show.
Thanks, Ben. And you will not fail to be impressed if you have a go. So the first person who can call in and correctly tell us what is going to happen when you do that, you're going to win a copy of Naked Science, which is my book. And I'll even sign it for you, which means it trebles its price on eBay. So it goes from being worth about threepence to about, well, ninepence.
I said, I'll give you 5p for it. And if you give us an extra quid, I'll sign it too. Anyway, we've been asking on the teaser, what percentage is oxygen at the top of Everest? We've had a few answers in. Helen from Sheringham, not quite there. Bob in Ely, definitely right. Sue in Peterborough, not there. Mark in Chelmsford, not quite there. And we've also had Fred and Scott, who unfortunately their guess on the teaser was wrong, but they've had something to say about the Hindenburg. So they said, on the subject of hydrogen, the Hindenburg went up mostly because the skin was coated in aluminium and iron oxide, and this was, they made the fabric, coated the fabric with. And the small problem with this is that it burns really, really hot. It's called thermite, so obviously a load of hydrogen, something that burns really hot.
Yeah, sure. The skin was, they used that, the Nazis liked that because it gave it that nice silvery colour, and they wanted something that looked good against a swastika, and it's absolutely true. And yes, unfortunately they combined two of the most explosive combinations in the known universe in one airship and a thunderstorm, and so people wonder whether some static electricity from the tower that the Hindenburg was moored to could have been responsible for detonating it.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.